can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Mics are live. Is that what Ben just said? All right. Yes. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill, and the Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we're going to be taking your calls. And, of course, we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we'll be, again, taking your phone calls. But we're also going to be talking to Mr. Floor. And we're going to talk a little carpeting, I think, today. And figure out a couple new options, new ideas, things that are going on with carpeting. And, you know, what everybody sticks around for, what everybody listens, tunes in for, of course, Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, we're going to talk to Andy from Fujitsu and talk about mini splits and see what that's all about and whether or not that's going to be good. We were talking last week with Greg Vickers from GV's Heating and Cooling and talked about mini splits for a little bit. So this will be a little bit more in-depth about why you might want to use a mini split.
I'll be home doing something
else at
that point.
I'm in the market for one.
Oh, there you go. See, that's how it goes. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you do go to Facebook right now and you tune in, we should be able to hear and see us. But Robbie needs to move over this way a little bit more.
Oh, perfect.
No, come over this way just a little bit more. Come here.
Just for a minute.
There. See, now
just
you're kind of
there.
See, now you're in there.
Okay, perfect. That worked well.
Now she's out.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get started, you know, Aaron brought in some Mr. Floor sweatshirts for us a couple weeks ago or last month.
Yep.
Guess what I took off the shelf this morning and then put back?
Why?
I was going to wear my Mr. Floor sweatshirt.
So why did you put it back?
I was thinking, well, no, they're going to be in today. That's kind of, I don't know, that's like a little too much.
I know which side of the toast my
it gets buttered.
Buttered on. I know if a piece of buttered toast falls on the floor, which side it lands on.
Always butter side down.
And using a mic is kind of better.
I like using this mic.
Okay, here. Then you do
you actually hear her quite well. Those mics pick it up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, I'm obnoxiously loud, according to my family.
Excellent. See, and the thing,
honey, could you not scream all the time?
And the last place we were at, you had to be right in that mic. And as soon as you stepped back a little bit, boom, it was gone. You couldn't hear anything. And these, we could go out and sit in the truck and be fine.
When I chew an apple, you guys get all freaked out.
Yeah, and then you crinkle your candy wrappers and all that other stuff. Yeah. It gets to be a bit
Hi, Rich.
Good morning, Robbie.
White Sox cap on this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, except that when you live down in Southwest Florida, everybody thinks it's a Boston cap because
it's
green.
Well, it's green, yeah.
It's the White Sox, you know, St. Patrick's Day hat.
Uh-huh.
So it's a green hat, you know, and all that, but everybody thinks it's from Boston because it's green, and I'm like, seriously? No.
Very cool.
Yeah, of course, everybody down here is like, you know, you got to be so happy about the Cubs winning. And I'm like, whatever, I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah. So
you know, I'm happy for them, but, you know.
What's the chance of back to back?
Probably pretty good, but not easy to do. That's for darn sure.
Wow.
I thought you were going to be.
Ben,
you know,
Ben said no. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
No, I mean, it's not easy to do.
We should know.
The Big Red Machine was the last ones to do it. You guys are Ohio guys, aren't you?
The Big Red Machine.
Yeah, the Reds.
Oh,
Cincinnati.
See, I never followed the Reds. I was in Northern Ohio.
Ah, okay.
I had to follow the Indians.
Yep.
Back in the '70s, when you get 5,000 people in a huge stadium that held 50.
Oh, you mean like...
like the Sox
whatever,
right now.
The G spot?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on from whatever he's talking about. Wrong show, Rich.
No, the G spot. Isn't it the Guaranteed Rate Park or something like that? So it's just G spot, but I'll always call it Comiskey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Comiskey Park.
It's just like that really tall building in the city is always going to be the Sears Tower to me.
Right.
You can call it whatever you want, but I know it's the Sears Tower.
Yeah. Well... how are the fires going down in Florida? Are you guys getting some rain to put that kind of stuff out right
now? Yeah, our rainy season was delayed, but it's starting to come in now, so it's getting better. So I think we're in pretty good shape.
Florida's been burning the past couple of months, has it not?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things. Unless your house burns down, it's actually good. You know what I mean? Like, because it clears out all the underbrush.
Okay.
So it actually cleans up the land so it can grow better, but... you know, if your house is in the way, that kind of sucks. But
yeah, that's true. That's true. So you guys are
but
building...
I mean, it's really kind of cool. Like, you go through the areas that burned recently, and there's one of my main drags when I drive to work that was on fire when I came home from the last time I was up there.
Yeah.
When I was driving home from the airport, it was all on fire on both sides of the road. It was a little freaky. But now you go by there, the trees are singed, but you can see nothing but fresh green on the ground. You know what I mean? It's all coming back to life, and it's cool. Part of nature.
Interesting. Cool. All right. You okay, Robbie?
Yeah, I want Ben.
Ben. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He wanders off.
But I have, like, these funny things to do.
Yeah.
And I need Ben's help, and then he's not here.
You know, that's like the bus driver just, you know, you're barreling down the freeway at 70 miles an hour, and a bus driver just gets up and walks to the back. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Trixie... excuse me, where did he go? He went out? He left?
He left.
I don't understand. You know.
He got you started and he took off.
We've had problems with Ben before.
He went to go get coffee now. So what are the people saying on the Facebook there? Can they hear Rich?
They're saying, where's Ben?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me see what the people are saying. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Rich.
Well, you want to go to Facebook? You have a lot of posts this week.
Rich, yeah. Rich, okay, I've got the number one thing that I ran into yesterday.
Yes?
I think we're going to pool our money. Let's go to Italy. We can have we can pick out our own villa or our own Italian castle and just relax because they're giving them away for free. They're giving
what do you
got
to do? Fix them and pay the back taxes?
No. No. They're just giving in order. Here's the deal. When you sign up to take one, you have to explain what you're going to do to repair them. They want to make them, they want people to take them over because they're in disrepair. Take them over and turn them into like tourists.
Hotels and bed and breakfasts?
Tourist areas. So for tourists to draw tourists in. Everybody comes to Italy to go to Rome and to go to Venice. But they're trying to have these sprinkled around the country so that people are going to other parts of the country and drawing tourists to different places. And they're already in disrepair, so it doesn't matter. You know, that's why they're just giving them away.
So, I'd be up for that.
Yeah. I think that we could still do the show from there, couldn't we?
We could, because it obviously works from here.
Yes.
I think I still have extended family in Italy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But my Italian is really no better than my Spanish, so.
Yeah, well, my Italian is just as good as my Spanish.
There you go.
Zero.
Yeah. Ciao.
Ciao, baby. That's
it. Ciao.
That's all we can do.
Okay, so
talk
the people.
Your hands a lot.
Yeah.
So to the people who are watching us on Facebook, Mighty House Live.
Uh-huh.
Could you let us know if you can hear Rich?
Yeah.
All I know right now is that Aaron wants to know what's wrong with wearing a Mr. Floor sweatshirt.
Oh, there's nothing wrong
exactly.
with it. Exactly. It's just that I wouldn't want to be matching with you. That would be the problem.
Like the Twinkies, like a dress code?
Yeah.
Not wrong with that.
Okay, good morning, Judy. Thank you very much.
Judy, we can hear
Rich, but it says still mirror image. I'm not sure what the mirror image thing is.
It means you're sitting on the right side of Ron. Like, you're to Ron's right now, but on screen you would be to Ron's left. It's actually kind of bizarre. Like, when I had it on the other day, I was getting both, and that just like met. Because Ron's still in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't matter.
Sides, it's bizarre.
Hey,
no, it just messes with your head.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more Mighty House right after this.
You want to start the show?
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I love this song.
Cool, baby.
Why are we playing this?
Why not?
Oh, don't turn it down.
Burning down the house.
So now it's going to be house songs coming back for all these breaks. You better do your homework, Ben. By the end of the show, you're going to be going, okay, I need a new one.
This is awesome. But what does this have to do with anything? Florida,
burning down the house.
See, there you go. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com.
Getting out of the
picture. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, so I think I know what we can do now. Yeah?
What
the
can we do now?
The video's gone.
The video's gone?
Yeah, it stopped.
Did it come back?
Let me see.
Because it did turn off during the break. It decided it was gonna it was done. Yes, and now you should have the new one up there. But I think what we can do now, Rich, is we can get different sponsors and start wearing their shirts, and then we get free sweatshirts and free T-shirts. Then
I've been thinking about that for years, but I never wanted to say anything because you know it's me.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Now that you've said it,
but now that we're on,
now that you've said it,
yeah. See, so the first segment, I had my GAF roofing sweatshirt on, and now I've gone to the Victory Auto Wreckers T-shirt. See, so we could just
Victory Auto Wreckers. My God, I remember those commercials from when I was a child, and they're still running the same commercial, right? With the 73 LTD or whatever it is.
Yeah. No, they've switched it now. They use the same voiceover stuff, but it's a cartoon.
Oh.
It's no longer that guy anymore for whatever reason.
Oh, there it is. There's the new one.
Did you find the new one?
I found the new one.
I don't know why it disconnected, and during that last break it did, for whatever reason.
I forget the video's on.
So where we were talking there, if you buy you can go over to Italy and get your castle, sign up and get a castle or a villa. You may want a villa. Start out small. You know, going straight for a castle might be a little overreaching. But if you start with a nice villa that you can work on and then work your way up to a castle maybe. So if this is a good program and this works well, they're going to continue doing it because I guess there's thousands of different little places around the country there in Italy where they have these issues. And there's also ones in Spain, too, where you can go and get an entire town. You can buy the castle there and then the town that's around it and get everything. it's amazing.
You could start Ronville.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That would be terrifying, really.
Yes, it would, actually.
Yeah, well, you'd have your own kingdom in Spain or Italy, you know.
I mean, it's a good idea, but I think you're going to have a few zeros in your checkbook.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like
maybe.
Six or seven, easily.
Maybe. Okay, so there was another one. One of the three of us, the team here, was a little upset that someone was going to have to pull a permit to install countertops.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? What was the problem there? Explain, Lucy.
Okay, you're kidding, right?
No, explain. No, what's the problem?
Why do we have to go pull a permit to change our countertop?
Because you have to reinstall your sink and your stove has to be at a proper height and stuff like that.
And there's a garbage disposal on there. There's electric that needs to be done. There's plumbing that needs to be done. You know, is the gas hooked up to the stove?
In other words, it's not really for the countertop. It's for the things that have to be done to replace the countertop.
Right. Okay, that makes a little more sense. Actually, that makes a lot more sense.
You feeling better?
Yeah, but I was so frustrated with that you have to... I posted that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Because it's like, it was the town of Lisle. And it said, you know, you need a permit. And so I'm thinking, so I lift this up. I'm, you know, at a countertop here. I lift it up and I put a new one in.
Right. Now, if you were doing an island, yeah, that sounds a little crazy to have to do a permit in an island with no sink or, or cooktop. But the side, the village doesn't know that. So you can go in and tell them I'm doing, you know, I'm changing out the countertops. My guess is they're not going to charge you for it. You know, Lake Forest is also going to do that. Norridge is going to do that. You need a permit for those doing those same tasks for the reasons that Rich just said. You know, there's plumbing and electric involved. It also gives them the opportunity to come in and check all your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and make sure you got them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're going to come in and do a safety check, too, probably, when they do that. Which, again, yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like somebody said, so what's going to happen? People are going to drive by, drive through the alleys of Lisle, and look for any, you know, building material that's in the garbage can or countertops.
Oh, no. We've been working in Norridge. We go in and, you know, we open up walls trying to find a water leak in the basement. So we'll open up a section of wall to do that. Just to go in and open up the wall, we need a permit. And we had a guy there, the first time we worked in Norridge, we had a guy there working. It was an unmarked van, too. It wasn't even like it was a company van with the logos all over it. It was just a minivan. The guy pulls up, he's in there working, and the homeowner wasn't there. The inspector walked in the house, down into the basement, found him, what he was doing, and put a stop, red tag the job. And tell him he needed a permit.
What?
Uh-huh. Yes.
But that's an emergency, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're looking for, if it's an active water leak, most cities are not going to red tag you. They're, you know, they may want you to pull the permit after you've, you know, at least stopped the flow of water.
Right.
And then have it inspected or whatever. But, you know.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Most places, too, it's you don't need a permit if you're working on owner-occupied, like your house, yourself, that kind of thing.
Correct.
It's when you start hiring out the work is when it changes.
Correct.
Well, I would think that if I'm working on it myself, I'm more apt to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. But that typically doesn't require the permit.
Right. But it does in Lake Forest, Lisle, and Norridge.
I'm pretty sure there's not a whole heck of a lot of people in Lake Forest doing the handyman stuff on their own homes.
Nah,
just making a guess. Just
you
just
know,
a stab
Rich,
at
your
it.
Accent is so funny. I'm pretty sure.
Over by deer.
I'm pretty sure that in Lake Forest, they're not doing that. 847-475-1590. 847-475-1590 is our number.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us a call.
And so
So you have enough time? Do you want to start this argument about insulation?
Robbie's sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
So
now I'm standing.
Well, no, you're going to want to sit down.
Okay.
Because this one's just going to, I think this is going to twist her head around. She's not going to figure this one out. Will you be doing, what's that? The Exorcist?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. We posted an article on the Facebook and Twitter that compressing fiberglass insulation, squeezing the insulation into the wall, taking an R19 that's meant for, six and a quarter inch space,
mm-hmm.
and then compressing it into 5.5 inches for a 2x6 wall, compressing it in there is it actually, by compressing the insulation, increases
the R value. It should.
Per inch, but not in the wall assembly.
But actually, by compressing it, it lowers the R value of that piece.
Say that again, because what you said made no sense.
So if I compress that R19 into a 2x6 wall, I'm effectively lowering the R value.
No, you're not.
But yes, by half of whatever the compression is in percentage. So it's a 12% compression, you get 6% reduction. You're down to like an R18 from an R19. But they say that it actually increases the R value per inch, but you're using fewer inches. So that's why you still end up with a net loss.
My head's spinning. It's rich okay, well, talk.
So where this really goes south for me is, and where I would argue, because this all this information comes from the Insulation Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So not really what I would call a non-bias.
Well, and there was a chart in that article, too, from, I think it was Owens Corning, showing that when you compress it by a certain amount, what the R value that you lose when you compress it.
Yeah, same. That article is, it's the same one from the Insulation Institute. Now, let me back this up, because this is specifically about fiberglass insulation.
Correct.
And you can reduce the R value of fiberglass insulation. If you took an 8-foot long piece and you cut a 1-foot piece off, that 1-foot piece is not R whatever it's labeled. Fiberglass insulation works by conductivity. In other words, when you have hot or cold touching that glass, the glass strands, it travels through those glass strands until it touches another glass strand, and then it transfers that heat or cold. Don't get into the physics, Will. But it transfers that hot or cold through that glass. So the idea of resistance, and it takes 13 hours for it to get from one side of the fiberglass to the other, is because of that airspace. If you compress it, you put them glass strands closer together, to me, your conductivity increases drastically, and that hot or cold is going to go shooting right through. So that's where I would argue with it.
But they're
the only
saying,
good part about
but they're saying is the density of that insulation increases, therefore slowing down that transfer
air.
Of heat.
No. I think it only stops air leakage a little bit more, but in the article said, it's, you know, filling the wall cavity is more important than whether or not the insulation is compressed, and that is a given.
Yes. So is it better to compress an R19 into a 2x6 wall, or do you put the right size, go down to an R15 in a 2x6 wall? What's going to be better?
Wait, can I just
air
ask
ceiling.
A question? So
that wasn't one. It was A or B, Rich. I didn't put C in there.
So an R19, you're saying that that's like a size?
It's a thickness, yes. Because of the density of an R19 is meant for 6.5-inch wall.
Thank you. Now it makes a little more sense, because I didn't understand.
So even to use...
So the way they come up with that is they come up with a formula where you have one BTU, which is the equivalent of a kitchen match, one British thermal unit. It takes, on R19, it takes 19 hours for the energy of that match to go from one side of the insulation to the other, thus R19. So it's a simple process with a lot of math to indicate how effective it is. But again, I don't believe compressing it. I don't agree with that at all.
Me neither.
Guess what? Physics does. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
What'd you do, Ben? She's dejected. What'd you do to her? She's pouting.
Lock the door.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And Robbie, did Trixie give you anything for the green ball?
No, but you know when it is.
Well, no, when is that?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Tonight. No, the Evanston Green Ball is tonight. The Evanston Environmental and Ecology Center. So evanstonenvironment.org.
Okay.
You can find information. And it's a really
Oh, look at that. Ask and ye shall receive.
Wow. Saturday, May 20th. Heard the buzz?
Hot off the presses.
The Green Ball proceeds. Green Ball proceeds to support Ecology Center's new honeybee hives. Let's make some money for the honey. Okay. So what it is, it's a good party tonight from 7 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. at the Levy Center, 300 Dodge Avenue in Evanston. It's a big green ball, and if you want to go to evanstonenvironment.org/greenball, you can find out if there are tickets still available. There's food, music, libations.
Oh, yeah?
Fun people, yes.
Homemade beer?
No.
No?
No. Temperance beer is there.
Temperance?
Temperance, okay. Yes.
Good. I wonder if they, since it's for honey, I wonder if they have mead.
Oh. Or a honey vice beer, maybe? Something mm-hmm. like that? No?
Mm-hmm.
She's ignoring
yes,
us.
I am.
Now.
I've moved on.
She's already tuned out, Rich.
Moved on.
That's okay.
But now that you said.
Mead is good.
Apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
I thought you said meat. Meat is good.
The first time I went to go get meat, I was with a buddy of mine, and I thought we were getting meat also. It turned out it was MEAD, which is like wine made from honey, and it's like one of the originals. It's really good.
Thank you for clarifying. And thank you. After 10 minutes.
Place in the south side, Mount Greenwood. They have all this stuff for that.
Of talking about insulation that you say that 19 means the thickness. I'm just saying thank you for clarifying after that. So now it makes sense. 19 is the thickness.
19.
Well, the reason why I don't trust this whole study is because when they did the whole thing and they said if you take 6 1/4 inch, R19, put it in a 5 1/2 inch wall, it goes down 3/4 inch.
Right.
So it's a 12% compression. So your loss in R value is 6%, which is 1.14, which comes out to 17.86 R value. But they took their liberty of rounding up to 18, which sounds better than saying 17 1/2.
Uh-huh.
So it's still misleading. So if they're going to mislead me there by rounding up, I don't trust any of it. Plus, by compressing it, it will trap moisture, if any, dry slower, you know, all those other problems that come with dense pack.
Yeah.
It's not designed for that. Just saying.
But it's still better than nothing, I think, isn't it? Whoa, what do you got there?
Probably.
You. I was listening to you laugh.
Oh. Oh, now she's got us up on the, I think.
I was just checking.
Yeah. So the sound is coming through and you can hear Rich, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So you can, overall, is it good then to go ahead and compress the insulation and make sure it's a good tight fit? Or should you use an R15 in a 2x6 wall and leave it really loose?
You can't. Code says your wall assembly's got to be R21.
Right.
So you use the R19 and you use some kind of foam or something outside, and that gets you to R21.
And a 2x6.
So you have to compress R19.
You have to compress the R19.
So now you're telling me my true wall assembly is short by 1.14.
Or what we can do is 2x4 wall, and then we spray foam the walls. Mm-hmm. Which is a 7 per inch, and you're done right there with some closed cell foam, and air seals.
Yeah,
and
I'm all for that. It says they got to work on the price for A.
Oh,
B is available in a lot of formats. A is only made by one company, right? So,
we'd have to, you know. Oh, and we're working on getting Rich in here from Innovative Insulation too to talk about that stuff. So, we'll find out.
Yeah,
but. That's pretty much all we've been doing lately is the closed cell foam because it does air seal and insulate all
in one.
Oh,
yes. This is a question that I wanted to ask last time you were talking about this.
Oh, yeah?
Closed cell, open cell.
Yeah.
What's the diff?
What's the diff?
What's the big diff? And what is one used for versus the other? And why do you have to say closed cell foam if there's only one?
Closed cell foam is a lot more expensive than open cell, number one. So if I come in and sell you closed cell foam and then turn around and put in open cell foam, you know, then I'm going to save a bunch of money and be charging you way too much. So you want to know that the insulation that you're being installed is correct.
Can I look at one or the other? No one or can I?
Yes.
Can I tell the difference?
Yeah. A closed cell foam, when you go and touch it, it's going to be hard. An open cell phone, when you push on it, it's going to be like spongy and it'll move.
After it's installed?
After it's installed and done.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. But they're both installed the same way?
They're both sprayed in, yep. Yes.
Okay.
But the open cell foam is just that. It'll actually breathe. Where closed cell foam is...
Can you see it? Like,
it will
like
not breathe.
Like when you breathe, your chest goes up and down?
Will no, it actually breathe? It allows moisture and air transfer.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks
so
for
it has a lower R value.
Yes.
But, like, it's funny because up there runs in zone 5. When you look at a building, you know, the zones for construction, mm-hmm. you're in zone 5. You have to use closed cell foam in a roof assembly. And down here in zone 1, I have to use open cell foam in a roof assembly.
Right.
Because...
And it's because of that permeability, which yes. we're going to talk about in the tip of the week.
Uh-oh.
So this first hour, we're going to be so deep in the weeds, it's not even funny.
Again, I can go out and get some coffee. Do, me and Ben can
yeah, you
and
might
chat.
Want to do that.
Hey, Ben, you have that drop called Nerd Alert?
Ben, yeah, got... Ben.
He's working on something else. That's
well, that already tip of the week was already set up before you start. You came, Allison put out that whole thing about the insulation and
oh,
you started
okay.
putting it on Facebook. So it wasn't the intention of making the whole first hour go in the weeds.
Well,
we just got there.
We're morons.
There you go. You're getting there, Ben. So that's so open cell foam though is used for sound deadening, things like that. Interior
yes.
walls, it's good for that, at least around here. Down south you can be used for more options, but you would use closed cell foam on your exterior walls, exterior roof, anything that was exposed to the outside. And then inside for sound deadening and things like that, you can use open cell.
See, now the funny thing is the only thing I use closed cell foam for down here?
Yeah.
Wine rooms.
Oh yeah.
See, we build a lot of, you know, wine rooms, like true refrigerated wine rooms,
yep.
and those walls and ceilings
yep.
have to be closed cell foam because I cannot allow the moisture transfer and so on.
Right. Okay. Trixie's flipping out. Let's peel her off the ceiling and go to the phones. Let's see. Let's get started.
Is it Will?
Here. Yeah, it's Will. It's time for the it's time for the Will report. Hold on. Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to add the thing with fiberglass, which I don't like. Besides, as I posted on the thing, it's carcinogenic. Is that it's not really an insulator. What it is, glass is a very good conductor. Our value is the reciprocal of conduction, and what the reason that fiberglass kind of works is because you have these long circuitous fibers in the fiberglass, and the insulation, the heat takes a long time to follow that path. So it's not stopping the heat. It's just delaying it from coming in and out.
Correct.
Right.
It's
so if I compress it, all I'm doing is making those strands touch, which then increases
exactly.
the conductivity.
Exactly. And
that's why I don't believe this.
So and the other thing, too, as you said, it's more of an air filter than anything else. And half the guys out there don't install it properly. They don't fill the gaps. They put the craft paper on the side of the studs as opposed to the face of the studs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't know how many times. It's a typical Chicago thing, you know, where you go into the basement with a crawl space or something, and they got the insulation with the craft paper facing down.
Right,
you know?
Right, because right. that's easy to staple it up that way.
Yeah, because that's how it's, but it takes care of itself because after about 6-7 months, it just gets so wet it falls down.
Right.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
And that was the Will Report for this May 20th, 2017.
Well, I got to admit, he kept it pretty simple
yeah.
considering he does have a degree in physics and electrical engineering. So, I mean,
oh,
he could have really went in the weeds with us, but
oh, yeah.
he kept it simple.
Yeah, he could have gotten way down in there.
Yeah, so I mean, but that's, he just reiterated exactly what I said, though. If it's glass and it's a great conductor, and if you compress it, they touch, it's going to conduct faster, and it can't be just 6%, and that's why I just totally don't agree with this article.
But it says that it actually increases the R value per inch by compressing it, though.
I just can't see that being true. And I'm sorry. I mean, I have a box of kitchen matches. I can make a 12x12 frame,
uh-huh.
compress it, and see how long it takes for that energy to get through there. Not.
Right.
I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
Nor do I have the intelligence to do the math. Because there'd be a lot of letters and
uh-huh.
shapes in there that I don't understand.
Right.
I got through geometry and trigonometry, but I think I'm pretty much lost at this point.
See, I didn't even make it that far. So you're already way far ahead of me.
So, yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, excellent. 2 minutes already?
Jeez.
Okay.
So you had to pull permit to change countertop. Did that happen to you, Robbie, or did somebody just
Oh, no,
you
somebody
know
posted it. Okay. Like, guess what's happening in Lyle now? You know, like, na-na-na-na-na.
Well, the problem is everybody's going from, you know, from Micah to Granite and so on, or Corian or whatever. And, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not the countertop that becomes the issue. It's the reinstalling the sink, the disposal. You
right.
Know,
what was
ranges, cooktops.
Was the drain assembly hooked up correctly? You know, was the dishwasher connected in correctly? Because that needs its own separate drain now. You can't just tie that into the garbage disposal. It needs to have its own drain and trap a connection. So you have to watch how that all is being assembled.
So what if it doesn't?
Then it needs to be fixed and corrected.
I mean, is it a safety thing? What is it?
It could be if the garbage disposal isn't done correctly, or the traps underneath are not done correctly, and you're getting sewer gases that are going to come back up through. And my guess is there was probably a problem somewhere, and that's why this got implemented, because something was done incorrectly. It caused a problem. The village had to come in and deal with it, and you know, so now they're just inspecting everything, because that's generally what happens. You know, smoke detectors. You need them, but there's a lot of houses that don't have them.
Right.
So when you come through, they're going to check for that kind of stuff. It's basic safety, and that's what they're inspecting for. So, hey, what's the tip of the week all about coming up?
Air barriers and drainage planes.
Yay! Woo! We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Okay, Sparky.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And with that, you can also go to Facebook Live and chime in there. You can see the Victory Auto Wrecker shirt there. Ding, ding, ding.
Very nice.
And Robbie's Mr. Floor sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And Tractor Supply hat. See, we got all the stuff going. We just need to get them all as sponsors, and that'll be good. See? Can make some cash that way, right? Isn't that how that works? Isn't that how
we can make cash that way?
I think so. If we were intelligent enough to do something.
So Mr. Floor would pay me to wear the sweatshirt?
I think that could be, yeah.
He'll give you a bottle of cleaning solution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which exactly.
I do love their cleaning solution.
That works well.
Who else can we get to pay us to wear their stuff?
I don't know. Tractor Supply? You think?
We'll have to work on this.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I'm thinking like the roofing people.
Oh, yeah.
AWM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's mention some more people. We'll Decker Home Inspections.
Yeah. Innovative Insulation.
Yeah. Your concrete guy. Who's your concrete guy?
Huh?
The Paul Concrete.
Oh, CRC Concrete Raising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to just keep doing this?
Yeah, I do.
You're just cutting into Rich's.
Oh, my gosh, Rich, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I know. Nobody wants to hear this.
Rich, I'm so sorry.
Wait till next hour.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay, Sparky.
All right, so air barriers versus drainage planes. So I'm going to start simply here, because we talk about this all the time. Oh, it's exciting stuff. The air barriers are... Air barriers are systems of materials designed and constructed to control airflow between conditioned space and unconditioned space. The air barrier is the system, is primary air enclosure boundary that separates indoor conditioned air from outdoor unconditioned air. Okay? So you're just stopping airflow. That's an air barrier. Now, drainage planes are water-repellent materials like building papers, house wrap, sheet membranes, etc., that are located behind the cladding and designed and constructed to drain water that passes through the cladding. So this is where the confusion starts. Products like Tyvek, Typar, zip wall systems, all zip systems, are all both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how they're installed that truly determines whether it's going to be an effective air barrier or drainage membrane, or we always call it a WRB, a weather-resistant barrier.
Right.
So what gets interesting is when you, the air will be stopped by the plastic, the manufacturer, what it's made of, so it has to breathe. That's why you can't use Visqueen. Visqueen is impermeable. Air will not go through it. Water can't transfer, so it traps things. The wall cannot dry out.
So you don't want to wrap your wall with 10 mil plastic and then put your siding up?
No, which we did that in the 70s and created a situation called sick house syndrome because the walls would not dry out and you ended up with a lot of mold and problems.
Yeah.
So we realized quickly, not a good idea.
We built mold farms that way.
Yes, we did, and did a damn good job of it too. Now, the problem with the water-resistant barrier, so when you get into your drainage planes, is the permeability. So it has to stop or slow water from entering the wall assembly, but you don't want it to be completely stopped because it has to be able to dry out in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And some products are better than others. The interesting thing is that most people will see Tyvek everywhere, and I don't normally use brand names for doing things like this, but in this sense, I have to.
Okay.
Because there is a comparison.
Oh, yeah, there's
a
difference.
So Tyvek, well, when we talk about permeability, you know, you're talking like just how fast water can get through it, how much water can get through it. That's the simplest term.
Right.
So Tyvek is like 28 to 56 perms. So quite honestly, quite a bit of water can come through it and dry out, which doesn't make it bad. It's just it breathes the most.
Right.
Typar is all the way down at 11.7 perms. But, so Typar goes up just like Tyvek, but it doesn't breathe as much.
Right. And it's so, also, it's got a fibrous back to it that allows, so it doesn't like stick to the sheathing that's behind there, and actually gives it another a place for that vapor to travel and be able to move and get out. So it's it's got a different level of it's a different type of material too.
It is, but to me, that's what I always used, and I actually liked the product better, but, I mean, it still worked. And then now the zip system, the reason I brought zip systems into this is because they're kind of the new kid on the block, and we see a lot of it being installed. And zip system is actually a sheet of plywood with the water-resistant barrier already on the face of it.
Right.
So in theory, all you have to do is frame your wall, sheet it with the zip, and then you just tape over the seams.
Correct.
And you're done.
Yes.
The problem with that, depending on the siding, and this is now where I get more into the drainage plane, not a water-resistant barrier or weather-resistant barrier. If your siding is tight to that wall, regardless of Typar, Tyvek, or Zip, you're going to have water, wind-driven and sun-driven water lay behind that siding up against that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to sit there, and it's going to soak into the wall. And that's where I think the biggest problem is. It's you need to have a standoff for your siding. Like masonry always has a 1-inch gap.
Yep.
And that's actually great because now it can breathe. That water can evaporate out. Big trick here is you got to have a gap at the top and the bottom so that you can get the air to get out of there. Allow that moisture to escape. Stuff like cement sidings, those stick to the wall pretty tight when you blind nail them. So you're nailing along the top edge. That will trap water. Vinyl siding, you know, nailed off can trap water. Although you don't nail it tight, it does a little better.
Right.
And that's why I always said vinyl siding, you may not like it, but it's actually one of the best products out there for the simple reason that it's designed not only to let water in, but it does let water out. So it breathes better.
Right. So if you're going to do
it, barriers are more important.
If you're going to do a concrete or a real wood type of siding, the ideal scenario there is to put strips after you have your air barrier up there. Then you can actually just put one by twos or one by threes on the wall, and then hang your siding on that. And now you have a drainage plane behind your siding and a place for that air and for to allow the water to drain out and air to dry that whole space out. And it's
going to
make it a really energy efficient, dry space. And that's why siding, the wood siding that they used to put on a long time ago, that they just nail it right on the studs without any insulation, used to hold paint forever. But then they started insulating the walls, and then that started trapping moisture, and it started making all the paint pop off the walls. So
because it's the moisture trying to escape from the backside of the siding, which is then lifting the paint off. So again, and it doesn't even have to be a one by, you can use a quarter inch, like so, like furring strips, anything.
Yes.
You know, just get the siding off your paper.
The house.
Whatever you're using, off your house wrap, off your zip wall, and let the thing dry out, and you'll have a great wall assembly that'll work for years and years.
Yes, and last a long time. And if you're gonna, it's a painted surface, that painted surface will last a long time then, too.
Do you have a stick handy? Because I think this segment's almost over, and you can wake Robbie up.
Yeah.
Sticker.
Ha, ha, ha. I've been listening.
Yeah. And there's the music. You're saved, Robbie.
Yes. I've been listening.
High five me on that one, brother.
Well, you guys are frozen. That's why I thought she was sleeping. Skype froze.
Yeah,
you're not moving.
You're froze, too. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.